now into the third inning. The Rafters down 6-0 against the Lakeshore Chinooks, trying to turn it around, and Drew Thompson, he had a shutout second inning, relieving Tristan Krusenberry, as Krusenberry pitched for just the one inning before he had to be pulled from the game. And it brings up now the 6, 7, and 8 batters in the lineup for the Chinooks. They batted around in the first inning, scored all 6 of their runs in the top of the first. Since then, it's been a bunch of zeros on the scoreboard. Rafters still haven't managed a run, as Arthur Liebau's been dealing, and Drew Thompson on the mound for the Rafters has one hit up the middle, bounces off his glove over to third, bare hand, and Skinner not going to be able to pick it up. It stays in the grass, and it's an infield single for Owen DeShazzo to lead off the third inning. It's exactly how the first inning started, with an infield single, although Cade Sears, his single, came on a bunt. This one more of a swinging line drive that bounced off the glove of Thompson, and now a runner on first with nobody out in the top of the third. Rafters down 6-0. Pitch on the way from Thompson, and the breaking ball misses high for ball number one. 1-0 count to Danny Inzunza. And Inzunza, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Chinooks, up for the second time this game. 1-0 count taken inside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Inzunza will be followed by Tyler Priest and Jesse Aguirre if it gets to him. Pickoff attempt backed over towards first base and not in time. So a 2-0 count with the runner on first and nobody out in the top of the third. Pickoff attempt back to first and couldn't quite get him. Oh, man. Thompson can't believe it. And, man, nearly had him, but Owen DeShazzo sliding headfirst back into the bag. Thompson's got a nasty pickoff move. At least that, or Lakeshore just gets way too far off the base, because they've had about 3 plays that nearly have been picked off. Only one of them, though, has actually gone in. Check swing, and he went around on the high fastball. It's a 2-1 count now to Inzunza. Not quite able to hold back on it. 93 miles an hour on the gun from it, but it still missed a little high, and, well, either way, able to generate the swing. 2-1 count with the runner on first, nobody out. Pickoff attempt back to first, and this time he's back in plenty of time. Head first slide from Owen DeShazzo, and DeShazzo 2-for-2 in the game. He's the only batter 2-for-2 for the Chinooks, despite them picking up 6 hits in the first inning. 2-1 count, they again pick off DeShazzo over at first base, but can't get the tag applied in time. 2-1 the count, and Tyler Priest on deck. But Inzunza going to try and get it. Runner taking off from first, throw on down to second, and it was in time. Did the tag go? Yeah, it did. And Owen DeShazzo can't believe it. He's arguing his case, as he thought that he avoided the tag of Eric Harper, but the third base umpire, Patrick Hoskins, says otherwise, says, you're out, buddy. And that is also ball number three, but out number one. Bases are empty now in the top of the third inning. Rafters down 6-0, 3-1 count to Inzunza. It's high for ball number four, and now Inzunza on to first base. So a runner on first with one away in the top of the third, and it brings up Tyler Priest to the plate, the right-handed hitting DH, who's continued to show off his stuff, and man, he has been great for the Chinooks. First pitch on the way, that one is in there, called for strike number one. Earlier in this game, he had the RBI single back in the first inning. That was the last time that the Chinooks scored a run. It was on that RBI. 0-1 the count. Runner taking off from first, but it's fouled off by Priest. And so Inzunza will return back to the bag. Lakeshore has been taking off almost nonstop this game, is what it's felt like. And Inzunza, who is over there at first base, we don't have much to work off of because he just made his Chinook's debut yesterday and went 2-for-4 as the 0-2 count misses high for ball number one. So for Nzunza, not too many opportunities to steal bases, but was trying to show off the speed on that one. 1-2 count now to the right-handed hitting Priest. Thompson looks home. Runner taking off from first. It's high. Throw on down to second and couldn't get him. It bounces off the glove of Harper, but he's able to find it, keep it in the infield. As the count rolls to 2-2, it's a stolen base for Danny Nzunza. And it's another stolen base for the Chinooks. There were a couple of stolen bases back in that first inning. Four stolen bases in the first. There was one in the second, now one in the third. So six from the Chinooks in just 2 1/3 innings. 2-2 count on the way. It's fouled back by Priest. He stays alive. And Drew Thompson, he's allowed a few extra base runners, but he's got a pickoff and a caught stealing while on the mound. That certainly helped him. Allowed two walks, a hit by pitch, and a single. And A.J. Buonasetta is warming up for the Rafters. Buonasetta, a new pitcher into the Rafters organization. He is looking to make his debut as the 2-2 count misses low for ball number three to Priest. And Priest, man, he's staying patient up at the plate. Not swinging at balls. And now a full count. 3-2 with the runner on second and one away. Thompson looking back towards second, brings the pitch home. This one's a fly ball, foul down that right field line and out of play. Count remains 3-2, and Priest just trying to make something happen here. And, well, on the season, batting 336 entering today. He had 21 RBIs and no home runs, but six doubles and a triple. 3-2 count, hit to the right side, picked up by Harper. He'll wait to throw over to first, and Junior Barajas gets there and now makes the catch. That is out number two. 4-3 on the putout, and the runner, Danny Nzunza, advances over to third on it. So runner on third with two outs in the top of the third. Drew Thompson looking for his second straight shutout inning, even though it hasn't quite gone the way that most innings go for pitchers, and his pitch count is certainly working up there. Thompson looking on home. He brings it and gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. Jesse Aguirre at the plate. Aguirre, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Chinooks, up for the second time this game, and he's the nine-hole hitter. So we flip back to the top of the lineup after this. Runner on third with two away. 0-1 the count. Pitch comes home, and it's taken outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Aguirre back in the first inning popped out to third base in foul territory. Luke Skinner was able to make the catch on it. Hoping to avoid the same fate, Aguirre trying to drive in that runner from third. 1-1 count. Misses away. Now 2-1. And Drew Thompson, he's now up to 40 pitches on the game, 17 pitches in this inning, and hasn't been efficient for him, but he's been able to get outs. 1-1 count. Check swing. Did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number two. 2-2 the count to Aguirre, and Drew Thompson creating some check swings here, and that's what that fastball will do. Batter's trying to commit early and then realizing it's not in the zone. 2-2 count this time, though. Misses well outside. Now 3-2 the count. So another full count after Tyler Priest had the full count earlier in the last plate appearance. But Priest grounded out 4-3, and hey, any way you're able to get outs, that's what Thompson's hoping for. 3-2 count. Check swing, but it misses in the dirt, and he takes it back. It's a six-pitch walk as Jesse Aguirre now stands on first base. And it brings up Cade Sears with two outs and runners on the corners in the top of the third inning. 6-0 Lakeshore, and Lachlan Maud going out to talk with Drew Thompson and make sure that everything's all good to go. And Well, after that, Thompson will still hope to keep rolling along here, making his first bullpen appearance of the season, and talking with third base umpire Patrick Hoskins real quick. Now got that figured out with runners on first and third, and runner on first, a leadoff, and they try and pick him off, but it goes wide. Barajas dives, isn't able to pick it up. It's into right field. Runner comes home from third, and going from first on to third is Jesse Aguirre. Second error of the game for the Rafters, and now it is a 7-0 lead for the Chinooks. And Thompson was trying to keep things from getting out of hand, but unfortunately not able to there. So now a pitch to Cade Sears, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 count. Well, that's the downside of attempting pickoffs, is every once in a while you're going to get one that goes wild. And there was the pickoff move from Thompson that did. Now it's 7-0 in the top of the third, and the 0-1 count to Sears taken high for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Sears following Jesse Aguirre, and Aguirre now on third base. Got a 1-1 count. Pitch coming home from Thompson, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. Two outs in the top of the third, and the Rafters just trying to work through this right now. Thompson, going to see what he can do. And, well, he's allowed still just the one run on his record. And pitch coming home, gets a swing and a miss, strike number three, and that deals with Cade Sears. But one run does come across. It came across on one hit. There was one error, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. Rafters down 7-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years.
The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Now here in the bottom of the third inning, the Rafters down 7-0 here at Witter Field. Trying to get things turned around, and, well, it'll be up to the offense to get things rolling along. And the offense going to be led out by Hayden Carlson, Royce Clayton Jr., and Carson McIntyre. So at the plate now, Hayden Carlson. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, up for the first time this game, and kind of a second leadoff guy for the Rafters, batting in the nine hole as the first pitch misses low for ball number one. And man, Carlson's looked good through the first couple of games here. Yesterday, he had that RBI double, also drew a walk going 1-for-3 and reached base those two times. 1-0 count, taken in the dirt for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Carlson, of course, not just yesterday, but the day before, he was also hot. In his second game in a Rafters uniform, went 4-for-5 with a home run, and we talked to him a little bit about that in the pregame show today. 2-0 count is taken high for ball number three, 3-0. And Carlson, he comes from Saddleback, where recently he committed to Seattle University, and talked about him and Jake Beauchesne both following each other's footsteps as the 3-0 count is called for strike number one, 3-1 the count. And Beauchesne, a teammate of his all throughout his really high school days and collegiate days now too. 3-1 count on the way. It's high for ball number four, and Hayden Carlson keeps his on-base streak alive as he works on with a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters down 7-0. And down 7-0. They're hoping that they can really start to turn things around. That's what their offense is supposed to be able to do, though. They've been able to really show off some impressive performances recently as the first pitch to Clayton is taken for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Clayton, right-handed hitting center fielder, up for the second time this game. Rafters back to the top of the order. Righty-righty matchup with the runner on first. Pitch on the way home. It's taken low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Over there on first base, Hayden Carlson. He has stolen a base in all three games that he's played for the Rafters, but just one in each game. Still, that's a good number to be looking at. So watching for him to take off over at first, it's a 2-0 count, and Lee Bao kind of giving him a side eye. It's a grounder towards third base, but reaches foul territory, and Ziggy barehands it over from the third base coach's box. And now a 2-1 count to Clayton, and up for the second time. He is 0-for-1 in the game. Struck out swinging back in the first inning. The Rafters have just one hit in the game. That came from Luke Skinner in the second. And Arthur Liebau looks over to first real quick. Carlson waiting for the pitch and not getting too big of a leadoff. Liebau taking his time, 2-1 count, misses high for ball number three. 3-1 to Clayton. On deck, Carson McIntyre, who even though Liebau has looked pretty good early on, McIntyre really worked the count well in the first inning to draw a walk. Saw nine pitches, so he's who's on deck. 3-1 count to Clayton. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. And Clayton, as of late, loved his plate discipline. And when I was talking with Eric Robles yesterday, one of the things that he was talking about is just loving the quality at-bats that Clayton's been putting up. 3-2 count, but a swing and a miss. That's strike number three. And well, the second time that he's been retired this game, not able to have the plate appearance he was hoping for there. But now it's up to Carson McIntyre with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters down 7 and still looking for that first run of the game. The Chinooks scored one run in the third inning. That came on the error from Drew Thompson trying to pick off over at first base. And the other six runs came all in the top of the first. First pitch on the way to McIntyre. It's a soft fly ball out towards shallow center field. It'll be caught on the infield by the second baseman, Esteban Garcia, and that is out number two. Last two batters retired, and it brings us to Junior Barajas with a runner on first and two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters down 7-0 still, and the new batter, Junior Barajas, takes the first pitch. It misses far inside and goes all the way to the backstop, so Hayden Carlson takes off for second base on the wild pitch, and now the Rafters, a runner in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the third. Just got to start putting some runs together here and there. Still early enough in the game that you don't need too much, but you got to have consistent offense. 1-0 count to Barajas, misses outside for ball number one, and Junior Barajas, he is coming off of a game where he went 2-for-5 with a home run yesterday. 2-0 count, grounded down the first baseline, but foul. 1-1 the count, and that home run, a 3-run no-doubt shot to right field. Went 375 off the bat, and that thing was absolutely smoked. So a now 2-1 count with the runner on second. Pitch on the way home. It's fouled back. Now two strikes in the count. 2-2 the count to Barajas. And, well, I talked about yesterday's game, but prior to that, he had a pair of doubles back in game number two that he played. Number two of the second half. 1-2 count on the way. It's a high grounder back to the mound. Picked up a flip from the pitcher, and it goes 1-3 over to first base as that goes the last three batters retired in order here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the fourth, and the Rafters down 7-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and, well, we've got a little bit of a surprise for you here on the broadcast as, well, we're going to be joined by a special guest in just 1 second, Jeremy Jones. He joins us on the broadcast. Glad to have you joining us tonight as the Rafters getting ready to go. It's a 7-0 deficit here in the top of the fourth inning, but Jeremy will be joining us as the color commentator for an inning here. Thanks to have you along, Jeremy.
Happy to be here.
Well, of course, you have been off to a pretty hot start to the season, really kept things going. Your first outing went two innings, allowed one run, but since that point it was, I think, 13 consecutive innings without allowing a run and only allowed one in that last performance that you had. I mean, how's the start of the season felt for you?
It's going really good. I'm happy with how I'm performing. Finally getting in a rhythm to be able to prepare for the season, and especially with the long road travel like behind us, it's good to get back on track.
New pitcher in for the Rafters here, A.J. Buonasetta, and the first pitch on the way to Bubba Heidler is taken for strike number one. And, well, the Rafters down right now 7-0 in the game, but when you're looking at the situation here, you get to see a new pitcher coming into the game, and obviously you've spent all your time here in Wisconsin Rapids as a starter. Have you come out of the bullpen at all throughout your career?
Yeah, I'm actually, this is my first year starting, so I've been mostly out of the bullpen my whole career. I love being out of the bullpen. I love the energy, high energy out of it. I'm getting used to the starting, but yeah, always been a bullpen guy my whole career.
Well, in this kind of situation, Buonasetta, he's coming into the game here down 7-0. What do you think is going through his mind right now?
Probably just attack the zone, I would say. Is his first debut outing. New here to the Rapids, and it's a big game on the July 4th, so I think he's probably just attack the zone and compete against the hitters.
0-1 count is taken outside. That's ball number one. 1-1 count. Base is empty here in the top of the fourth. 7-0 Chinooks. And Rafters offense right now has kind of been grinding to a standstill so far. And, you know, still trying to create momentum, getting it started in the pitching staff. Drew Thompson, he's been starting most of the season. He made his first bullpen outing here as that pitch misses for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Ended up going those two innings, so a little bit of a shorter appearance for him, but he still ended up throwing 47 pitches in the game before he was taken out. And you talk about kind of getting up there in innings on the season. Of course, he pitched in the spring season, so throwing 47 pitches at this point in the season must feel like a lot to him.
Yeah, especially. I know he's thrown 96 innings over the course of this year, and that's a lot on your arm, especially off of the injury he had, but he's been throwing really good, so I'm sure he's just going to ride the wave as long as he can, and as long as he feels good, he'll be out there.
Final line for Thompson, two innings pitched, one run. It was earned on one hit, three walks and two strikeouts. The 3-1 count here, a check swing, and just barely went around on that. Bubba Heidler at the plate, now a 3-2 count, and Heidler up for the third time this game. He's 1-for-2 on the afternoon, and had the RBI single back in the first inning. And one of the things that I've always been most interested in, especially out of guys who come out of the bullpen, as you mentioned, you've come out of the bullpen plenty of times throughout your career, is whenever you're facing a batter who's been hot previously in the game, but it's still your first appearance against them, as this one misses high for ball number four. So Heidler gets to work on to first base. But, you know, later in the lineup, we're going to get down to Owen DeShazo, who right now, he's 2-for-2 on the game. He's got a pair of hits, but hasn't faced Buonasetta yet. Whenever you're kind of pitching up there, are you thinking about what they previously did, or are you just thinking about your stuff going up against them?
I think mostly it's about preparation. Everything you go and do before the outing, I think you just got to trust your stuff, and no matter how hot they are in the game, just believe that you can get them out. Like, during the game, obviously watching their swings and stuff, seeing stuff that they don't like, you can see tendencies between batters and new guys even coming in off the bench. You can see how they react to pitches you throw and kind of adjust off that. And then I think the biggest thing is just trusting it, trusting that you can execute the pitch. And, hey, if it doesn't go your way, then as long as you execute it, be fine with it.
Now a 1-1 count after the 1-0 was fouled back by Esteban Garcia. Garcia, left-handed hitting second baseman, up for the third time this game, and he's reached both of his first two times. He's drawn walks in each of his plate appearances, so no hit for him yet. And Garcia, of course, he's been a longtime player for the Chinooks this season. Another guy who comes back from the first half is the 1-1 count, taken a little bit away for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And Garcia really working the count well in his two walks. He saw eight pitches back in that second inning, and really it feels like Lakeshore has been taking a lot of pitches this game. They've been working up those pitch counts. It seems like it's been a focus of theirs.
Yeah, they've been really hitting
count.
The ball well today.
This one's hit towards center field. Underneath it, it will be caught by Clayton. He throws it back in. Runner staying on first base. Sorry to cut you off there, Jeremy, but
it's all good.
Out number one here in the top of the fourth inning. Rafters hoping to keep it a 7-0 game, and it brings up Brock Parmer to the plate, left-handed hitting catcher, up for the third time this game. He's 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch back in the second inning his last time up and had an RBI single in the first. Runner on first base is still Bubba Heidler, and Rafters looking to keep it 7-0. Buonasetta fires, and that one hits the outside edge for strike number one. I'll let you get back to saying what you were talking about there about, you know, Lakeshore just kind of working the pitch count.
Yeah, it seems like they've been hitting the ball well, just putting it all over the field, really. But definitely longer ABs today. I know previous times I've faced them and games we've played against them before, usually they're swinging a lot more. It looks like they, like you said, taking more pitches, kind of just trying to find the right one for them. So definitely puts more pressure on the pitcher to execute better.
Well, it really feels like there's been a big difference between the first half and the second half, not just to the Rafters, but really the other teams that they faced as well. Pickoff move back to first base. Bubba Heidler slides back in head first safely into the bag. So still the runner on first with one away and a 1-1 count. And Buonasetta, one of those new guys who came in as part of the second half turnover. Heidler getting a little bit of a lead over there off first. Fakes like he's going to go, but doesn't. Pitch misses inside to Parmer and brings the count 2-1. Kind of just go ahead and talk about the differences that you've been seeing and feeling here in the second half.
Yeah, definitely a different vibe from the second half crew we have. Just seems more not into it, I would say, but kind of just, I don't know, they came in with a different fire and energy into the second half of the season. Doesn't help, like, when our first half didn't go the way we hoped. I think we were last in the conference, but it seems like they want to turn that around and win the second half and get a playoff. So definitely a different energy about them and different focus, I would say.
3-1 count now to Parmer after the ball, and the pitch here is a pop-up straight back and out of play. So now the count runs full, 3-2. And, well, Lakeshore was in a similar situation to the Rafters. Both of them were right there kind of next to each other. I think half a game separated them at the bottom of the standings. And when you look at Lakeshore's side from these two games that the Rafters have played, what have you kind of seen from them switching over from the first half into the second half outside of, you know, obviously taking the pitch counts a little bit differently?
Yeah, definitely. I would say the main thing is those pitch counts and just being able to work the count a little bit better. And that goes with that new focus. But just all new faces, mostly from that team that I see. A couple of guys that are still there, but I don't know. It seems like their bats are hot, and they got some guys that came in right ready to play. So,
well, Brock Parmer, one of those guys who's coming in for the Chinooks. He's played in just two games this season. It hasn't been quite the start that he's been hoping for, just 1-for-6 in those two games as the pitch here misses outside. Ball number four, and, well, even though those first two games weren't his best, he has been on base three times here in this game. A walk, a hit by pitch, and a single, as that puts runners on first and second with only one out here in the top of the fourth inning. And A.J. Buonasetta, one of the new Rafters pitchers, and he comes to Wisconsin Rapids from Golden West College and previously attending the Canadian Academy in Japan. Pitched at the JUCO level this past season, giving you a little bit of an introduction to him, and got a little bit of a chance to introduce myself to him earlier in the season and back on that road trip when he first arrived. But this is his debut, as that one misses inside for ball number one. And obviously, you know, everyone here has pitched collegiately or at least at the high school level before, but making your debut on the mound is always going to be a different feeling, no matter where it is, if it's for a new team. 1-0 count taken low for ball number two. And so for a guy like Buonasetta, who's coming into the Northwoods League and making his Rafters debut right now, I mean, obviously he's trying to focus and, like you mentioned earlier, locating the pitches. But when you're talking about making your debut, does it feel the same, you know, when you go from a debut at your college to a debut at the Northwoods League? Are you feeling those same emotions, or is it a different kind of feeling because we're in summer league here versus, say, you made your debut for your college team?
I feel like it's the same kind of type of vibe. You get the same feelings, even though it's the Northwoods and it's summer league and it's supposed to be more relaxed, I would say. It's still at the end of the game. At the end of the day, you're on the rubber and you control the game and how it goes. And you never want to go out there and look like you can't compete. But I think the same emotions play into it, especially seeing the crowd and the fans, the energy that the Northwoods brings. definitely the same vibe as it is when you go in at the collegiate level and where you debut for your school.
Well, Mike Spears just going out to have a chat with Buonasera here, and obviously you've worked closely with Mike Spears as he's the pitching coach for the Rafters. What have you really taken away from Spears this season?
Very knowledgeable guy. He knows his stuff. He knows how to relay that information in a good way that is not, like easily digestible, I would say. He's not going to give you too much or throw you a whole bunch of stuff that just loads up your brain, but he'll give you the basics that you need. He'll trust his gut and trust what he sees. He trusts his eyes a lot, and if he sees something, he's going to let you know, and he'll get work with you one-on-one to make a plan. I know one of our players, Yafet, he works with him every day, and they're side-by-side, always working on drills and stuff, and he definitely a personal guy and a personal coach.
3-0 count, that's taken high. Ball number four, it's the fourth walk of, or sorry, the third walk of the inning for the new Rafters pitcher, A.J. Buonasera, and coming after Mike Spears goes out there and talks to him. You know, when I look down at the mound during a pitching visit, obviously there's a certain level of communication that comes from Mike Spears going out there, but I have to imagine there's always kind of that thought in you that says, man, I'm struggling right now. There's a reason that he came out here. How do you kind of manage that thought while also paying attention and saying, hey, this guy is just trying to help me. He has the trust in me to stay out here and try and take in what he's saying.
Yeah, obviously when you're out there, you never want to have a mound visit because, well, I wouldn't say never because sometimes it could be good. Maybe you closed out a game and you're just ready to get out of there. But
fly ball to right field, and that one is going to get down. Now the throw goes wide over to third base. It is way into left field. Here comes another run, and a third run is going to come across and score, and oh no, a big error there on the throw. Trying to get a little risky going over towards third base. Eric Harper trailing over all the way from the second base spot. He tried to make the catch out of the air, picked it up off the grass, then fired over to third, but it was offline and goes into left field near the Rafters bullpen. So now three runs come across to score on what ends up as an RBI single for Owen DeShazo. That makes it a 10-0 lead for the Chinooks here in the top of the fourth inning. Not quite the way that the Rafters had hoped that this one would go, and just trying to get things going back in the right track right now, and especially on the pitching mound. I mean, what has to be done right now in order to kind of get things rolling back in the Rafters' momentum?
Really just keep competing in the strike zone. There's many times where the ball's not going to go your way, and sometimes people get hits, even lucky hits, but just keep competing, and the balls would come to you. You just got to trust that you can make the play and get those outs, especially in big moments like this where you don't want the inning to unravel like it has a little bit. Just keep your composure and just trust that you make the plays.
That pitch missing well outside and bounces off the dirt all the way to the backstop, so the runner taking off from second, he goes over to third on the wild pitch, and well, the things right now for the Rafters, just like I said, not going in their direction and trying to get things turned around. You know, the focus, it's so hard to do, especially, you know, you've got a lot of pressure right now. There's a lot of fans here hoping for a big win on July 4th. It's supposed to be a fun day out here, and the Rafters, it's a tough spot to kind of be in as a team, and especially as a pitcher making your debut. As this one misses high for ball number two, it's now a 2-1 count. Danny Inzunza up at the plate, recapping how this inning's gone so far. A.J. Buonasera came into the game to start off the fourth inning, a walk to Bubba Heidler, but then induced a flyout of Esteban Garcia, a walk to Brock Parmer, a walk to Nate Gray, that loaded the bases, and then an RBI single from Owen DeShazo, and a couple of more runs came across on the E4, trying to throw the runner out at third. It sent DeShazo over to second, scored both Nate Gray and Brock Parmer after Bubba Heidler came around on that RBI. So now a 10-0 game after three runs have come across in the fourth, and Buonasera still trying to work out of this inning. He misses that pitch for a ball, 3-1 count, gets a swing and a miss, and Inzunza not happy that he went around on that pitch and brings the count 3-2, and for kind of trying to switch things around from Buonasera. I mean, how hard is it really, to, you know, go from a tough performance out the gates to be able to kind of record two outs here, because Rafters still only have one out in the inning.
Yeah,
3-2 count, swing and a miss, though, and so there's out number two.
Really, just he has good stuff. His fastball is moving well. He just kind of needs to – it's riding a little bit too in on the batter, so just kind of even moving over a little bit on the rubber and trying to make it – make that adjustment is big. Just trust that you have your stuff, and, again, know that your teammates have your back. Back to the mound visit question, you got to know your guys are with you. Obviously, don't want a mound visit, but – just trust that you can perform, and they all have your back. So even in the last game when I got one, Spears came out there and told me that if I was coming out, if I didn't get a double play, and next pitch, you know what, it went my way and I got that double play. So praise God for that. But, you know, sometimes you just got to trust that your boys got your back, and you can do it. You're on that mound for a reason, and you got that opportunity for a reason.
I will say the defense has certainly looked strong in the second half, and 0-1 count is hit out towards right field, running up on it now. The right fielder, McIntyre, misjudged it at first, and it drops in the ground in front of him. And so the runner will reach first base. It's an RBI single for Tyler Preece. And, well, the defense had looked really good kind of up until this inning. And right here, just a couple of missed plays by the infielders. And, you know, it's not a great time to kind of talk about it, but I was planning on asking you about the defense. You know, at least in these first couple of games, it really felt like the defense has kind of been turning things around. They've been making some nifty plays defensively, and more importantly, they've been limiting the errors in these first few games.
Yeah, definitely. I had the same vibe the few games we've been playing together. Definitely a lot of plays yesterday, especially with a broken bat there. a lot of yeah, they made a lot of plays yesterday. I know the bullpen, we were rowdy up there yesterday cheering them on, so we were happy with that. But even after a day like this, you can't just jump ship. You got to know that, okay, days like this happen, big crowd, big day, but just know that it's not going to fall all downhill unless you let it affect you like that. Each day you come to the ball field, you just need to know that you're still the same guy no matter what happens that one day.
And that's going to be the focus for them here, is A.J. Buonasetta trying to work out of the inning and nearly had it on that last one. It was a soft fly ball, 0-1 count. This time it's going to miss a little far inside and hit the batter. So Jesse Aguirre now taking over to first base. And with that is going to be it for A.J. Buonasetta's afternoon, as he comes out of the game with just two-thirds of an inning pitched. And well, that means a call to the bullpen. So that means we will also step aside here on WFHR. Quick break, and when we come back, it'll be more here from the top of the fourth inning on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
On the air, here we go.
Appreciate it.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. A new pitcher coming into the game for the Rafters. It's Tyler Pacchetti, and Pacchetti taking over for A.J. Buonasetta. And Pacchetti, he's making his second appearance in a Rafters uniform this season as he comes over. And, well, that first time out wasn't necessarily his best. He allowed two runs over about an inning of action. And trying to go shutout this time, Rafters find themselves down 11-0 in the top of the fourth. But two outs, there's a runner on first and second. After Buonasetta hit Jesse Aguirre with a pitch on second, Tyler Priest on first, Jesse Aguirre. And, well, we are joined once again by our great color commentator friend, Jeremy Jones. Thanks for joining us once again. Been a lot of fun to have you on the broadcast here.
It's been a blast.
First pitch on the way from Pacchetti. That one is in there for strike number one. Cade Sears up at the plate. He's up for the fourth time this game in four innings so far. And, well, in the night for him, night, evening, it's in that kind of spot where I'm not quite sure what it is. One for three in the game either way. That one's in there for strike number two. I sure hope it's not night yet because that would mean that we missed some of the fireworks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that tonight.
I know the city's got a great fireworks show planned over on the riverfront later tonight. So usually we do the fireworks here on Fridays, but not this week. Instead, of course, they've got a great fireworks show planned for the 4th of July. That one fouled away by Cade Sears. So are you planning on heading out to watch them over on the river?
Yeah, I've been talking to some of the guys, and I think that's the plan. But I don't know where we're going yet. I'm kind of just along for the ride.
Along for the ride. Oh, well, that's the best part. You don't have to worry about the planning. You just kind of show up.
Yeah, I've been all over the place for the past couple of 4th of July. So it'll be fun to actually see some good fireworks tonight.
0-2 count is taken for ball number one. So 1-2 to Sears. Two away with the runners on first and second. I've been in Sioux City the last two summers, and I know that they always have the fireworks show at the ballpark. Such a great tradition, 4th of July in baseball, as this one is fouled back for Cade Sears. When you look back at, you know, your 4th of Julys, is there any specific baseball memory from you from Independence Day specifically?
That's tough. There's been so much baseball on 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. Yearly tradition.
Yeah, I know. I'd probably say, like, in Little League, I think everything.
Fly ball out towards center field here, and we'll hopefully see a catch by Clayton, and he does bring it in. So that ends the fourth inning here, and we'll let you finish up your thought here before we head to break.
Yeah, I think when you're little, everything's amplified. Even, like, a small crowd feels like a big crowd. So just it's almost like the Sandlot movie where just so many times when I was younger, just 4th of July fireworks and playing baseball out in the either backyard or if I was lucky enough to have a game that day, I think it just those memories will always be special to me and just, yeah, definitely nostalgic.
Yes, they will. And, well, hey, hopefully to many more summers with 4th of July memories for you. But that's going to do it here for the top of the fourth inning. Quick break, and when we return, it'll be Rafters up to the plate. It's 11-0 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth coming here to you from Wisconsin Rapids as the Rafters are taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks in game two of the home series. A fly ball out here on the first pitch, high in the air towards the right side of the infield, and it's dropped at the last second by the second baseman, Garcia. He thought that the first baseman, Nate Gray, was calling it off, realized last second that it wasn't, and it drops to the dirt. So Jake Beauchesne ends up on first base with an infield single. Not the most common way to get a hit, but hey, it ends I'll up with the runner it. On first. Yeah. So the Rafters now have a runner on first. Due up this inning, Jake Beauchesne, who we just saw on the first pitch, Lachlan Maude, and Eric Harper. First pitch on the way to Maude is taken low for ball number one. And obviously looking a little bit more at the batting side now, you know, you've been on the mound, but you've got to see a lot of these batters, especially, you know, when you're in the games, you're sitting there in the dugout and you're watching these guys come up and swing every time. But a lot of these guys are new here in the second half, as that one's taken high for ball number two. A 2-0 count with Jake Beauchesne still on first base. So, I mean, how much have you really gotten to know these second half guys, specifically from their batting side? I mean, I got to assume that, you know, you're focused on the pitching side of the game more so than the hitting side.
Yeah, definitely. But when you're not on the mound, if I'm being honest, there's not really much to do other than watch the game. So definitely been keeping an eye on the hitters. Always good to know what you got at the plate, especially how run support is so big being a starter. But haven't really gotten to meet or gotten to know much of the guys. I know we had a lot of new guys come in yesterday and that weren't a part of the road trip when I threw. So it's been cool to get to know a whole bunch of different people from different walks of life and different areas and see even like where they're going now after this. But yesterday they really swung the bats well, so I was excited to see that as a pitcher.
2-2 count to Lachlan Maude with the runner on first base, and Maude catching tonight, so it seems like you'll get to know him a little bit more throughout the season. We'll try and get a base hit here as he sends one to the right side of the infield. Going over to the second baseman, Garcia will flip it over to first, but Beauchesne is now on second after the infielder's ground out from Lachlan Maude. It goes 4-3 on the put out, and it brings up Eric Harper with one out and a runner on second. Rafters down 11-0 in the bottom of the fourth and trying to get that offense rolling along. Harper, the right-handed hitting second baseman, up for the second time this game. He's 0-1, popped out to the shortstop back in the second inning. Got that runner on second, though, and looking to drive in a run. Hit to the outfield would likely do that, as this pitch misses a little bit inside to bring it 1-0. And looking over at the middle of the infield specifically, they're spread out wide on the edge of the outfield grass, playing pretty far back and going to make it difficult for a ball to get through on the middle. 1-0 count with Harper at the plate. That one is taken low for ball number two. And, well, these three guys that we're seeing up here this inning, all three of them are new to the second half. However, the guy that's on deck, Luke Skinner, he has been around since the start of the season. So maybe you've gotten a chance to get to know him a little bit better than these other guys.
Yeah, definitely.
The pitch to Harper misses inside for ball number three. And so we'll talk a little bit more about Skinner when he gets up there. But, you know, obviously for a new batter, and I'm not sure how much experience that you've got with this, but you hang out with the guys, you kind of know what they're saying up there. When you're getting your feet settled in at the plate, I mean, what is it like compared to the pitching mound? You know, obviously you're trying to go out there focused, but they're focused on different things. I mean, how do you kind of control the mentality on the mound, and do you think it's similar to the way that batters trying to control their focus from the plate?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a difference, but it's similar in the way that you got to go up there and trust your stuff, trust your swing. You got to go up there with an approach, just like as pitchers we go up there, okay, we know the swings and the tendencies of these guys in the box, so we're going to throw certain stuff at them. As a hitter, you know what the pitcher's throwing, and you know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are as a hitter. And so I think that approach is big time, knowing like, okay, if I'm not very good at hitting the outside fastball, then I might leave that or wait until I have to with an 0-2 count to have to drive that somewhere to the opposite field. But I think there's definitely similarities in these parts of the game.
Well, a ball to Harper ended up with the fourth of the plate appearance, so it was a five-pitch walk to Eric Harper as Luke Skinner now up at the plate. He popped one foul and out of play, so an 0-1 count. Skinner up for the second time this game. He right now was one of just two hits for the Rafters offensively. He had the single back in the second inning. The other hit was that weird one that Jake Beauchesne got, able to get on over to first base on kind of the infield pop-up that wasn't caught. 0-1 count. That one is in there for strike number two. But Luke Skinner had a real good contact hit. And for him, I know he's been working back from injury, but he's been, you know, in with the guys, traveling with the team and kind of watching the team from the sidelines for nearly a month. I mean, what have you kind of heard from him and just being around the team? Pitch missing low, 1-2 count, gets away, and the runner over towards third base. So now Jake Beauchesne on third and Harper on second.
Skinner, oh, no, you're good. Skinner's definitely a good presence, both in the clubhouse and on the field. I know it's hard for a lot of guys when you're battling through injury and you're just watching. It's never fun to just watch the game. It's always fun to play it, but those guys that you know will always come up to the field with a positive attitude and be able to lift up the guys. It's definitely big. It shows a lot of character, and it shows a lot about a person when they are going through those struggles and how they don't let it affect their mental or the way that they treat other people. So he's definitely been big time in that, and it's good to see him come out here and get that base knock earlier in the game.
Yeah, always seems like he's in a good mood whenever you talk to him. Always kind of an upbeat guy, and know that he came to this team along with Ashton Poole from the same high school. They kind of knew each other heading into here, but it seems like he's a guy that kind of reaches out and talks to all the other guys on the team as well.
Yeah, definitely a social guy. Both of them are, and that's big. Team chemistry is huge for a program to be successful. So guys like that, they're your base. And if you don't have that, then it might fall apart if things go wrong, especially with the game of failure that baseball is.
Well, Luke Skinner can't make contact with that pitch on the 2-2 count. He swings and misses. And so it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi to the plate with runners on second and third and two away in the bottom of the fourth. Rafters still down 11-0, but a chance to do some damage against Arthur Liebau. And Liebau this game, man, he's been looking real good out there for the Chinooks. 66 pitches and about to go through four innings. At least that's his hope, but he gets a swing and a miss from Kobayashi for strike number one. And when you're looking at Lakeshore's pitchers, Liebau, I mean, what have you really seen from him today that's made him so successful?
Yeah, he's definitely been throwing good today. He seems to have a good presence on the mound. Control is a little bit wild sometimes, but he seems to be effective with it. He knows what he can throw for strikes, and he knows how to attack hitters. He's not afraid to go at them, and I think that's been very beneficial for him today. He also got some good life on the fastball, so that always isn't a good thing to help, especially like in crunch time. So
now a 1-2 count to Kobayashi as that last pitch just hit the outside edge of the plate. So the Rafters down to their last strike here in the fourth inning, trying not to strand those runners at second and third. And well, effectively wild, that's a phrase that I love to hear. It's a baseball phrase at that, as this one misses low and it gets blocked by Palmer behind the plate, able to jump up and keep it in front of him to keep the runners on third and second. Now a 2-2 count to Kobayashi. And, you know, there is a difference between wild and effectively wild. But I feel like, at least from the press box, a lot of times it depends on the batters who you're facing that makes that difference rather than the pitcher themselves. 2-2 count, misses high and nearly gets away from Palmer, but it stays in his glove.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. Especially because sometimes you get bailed out as a pitcher, if I'm being honest. you can be throwing balls, and you'll throw one that looks good to them, and they'll swing, and it'll be a ground ball out, and you'll just thank God for that. But, yeah, definitely I think it falls on the batters a little bit, because a lot of times their instincts and the way they pull the trigger, if they're ready to go at all times, they might give you a free out and bail you out of a situation. So, yeah. I definitely agree with that statement.
Well, the Rafters right now, they've seen quite a few balls throughout the game, and that's helped them really work the counts. Even though they have yet to score a run, LeBow's now at 72 pitches on the game and hasn't quite got through four innings of work yet, so looks like the Rafters are going to be in a good spot to at least get him out of the game before the sixth inning at the latest. But they've got to keep the momentum going as they've got the bases loaded after Kobayashi drew the walk. Now Hayden Carlson at the plate, and he might be the team's hottest hitter right now after he went 4-for-5 a couple games ago with a home run, and yesterday he went 1-for-3 with an RBI double and also drew a walk, so he reached base twice. Takes this one high and tight for ball number one. 1-1 the count. He already drew a walk in this game back in the third inning, so he's been on base one time, and the Rafters with the bases loaded. Carlson had 5 RBIs in that second game at Fond du Lac. Trying to keep it rolling. 1-1 count. Breaking ball. Misses a little bit outside. Now 2-1. And Carlson, the shortstop for the Rafters, one of those four guys that comes from Saddleback College. And I'm sure that you know about that pretty well now, Jeremy, is, well, you've gotten to know at least some of the new faces here. And, well, all four of the Saddleback guys have probably been, they seem more than a bit connected.
Yeah, definitely. I know the two of the Saddleback guys are their brothers. Junior, the catcher, who I actually threw to the other day for the first time